Dry and bored, I lay waiting for some action. One tracked, I'm finally relieved to feel the plane roll away from the terminal and get ready for flight. Trying to remain patient, I tell myself that soon it will be my turn. She always thinks that tightly holding her legs together will somehow keep others from knowing I'm here and on a mission. As long as she knows, I don't really care about anybody else. In my opinion, sitting in a window seat on a full flight is always a bad choice. It just takes more work for me to get her motivated and into the bathroom. But there really isn't anything I can do about that. After all, she still does wield the power to make those kind of decisions. To get what I want, I'll just have to wait for the fastened seatbelt light to go off. The airplane wait always feels like purgatory. So, like on every other flight, I try to stay positive and start to carefully plan our escape over the passengers seated in our way. To begin, in unison with her arousing internal voice, known to me as IV, we bother her enough to trigger developing fantasies. That's when a slight pulsation sparks from where I lay dormant between her legs. An exciting moment shared by all three of us. As a side note, that moment also provides me relief with some much-needed moisture. Luckily for me, this flight is already appearing more promising than the last flight, when we sat next to an oversized, smelly woman who put the kibosh on any action for me that trip. With Ivy's assistance, she's exchanging flirtatious words with the interesting man sitting next to us. Handsome and without a wedding ring are great additional incentives that further grow twitching from my epicenter. Lying in wait like a lion, I continue my job to concentrate on redirecting some of the blood that's beginning to settle in the wrong places on our cross-country flight. My efforts are meant to get her legs uncrossed and eventually spread enough for the blood flow to pool in my direction instead. All I care about is what it takes to pique her interest in a solo bathroom encounter. My single-minded nature, along with the clean-smelling brown-haired guy sitting next to us, make my task easier. Ivy and I happily wait while her fantasies ripen into a mile-high encounter with this svelte specimen of a man. I am such a whore. As her legs begin to relax, she and Ivy start designing a new erotic story that takes place in the airplane lavatory. Moisture is developing into wetness. It seems that a good night's sleep was an excellent idea. Here's where the chanting begins. You want to touch yourself while fantasizing and then secretly explode. Ping! Yay! The 30,000-foot marker's been reached. Joyfully, my persistent pulsing appears to be working faster than usual. She doesn't seem too hesitant to be the first to unbuckle her seatbelt. Coyly, but with intention, she politely excuses herself and squeezes by our handsome inspiration. Ivy and I are equally inspired as she threads her way down the bumpy aisle into the aft bathroom and locks it with the hands that want to go elsewhere.